And yeah, this is episode, what is it, like 180?
Some shit.
No, this is going to be 179 again.
179 again.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the other one.
Right.
Because it was bad. Can't put out terrible product.
Yeah. Quality.
You gotta put out quality. And once you dilute the product, it stays diluted. It's hard to get that concentrate back in. You know what I'm saying?
DNA.
Yeah. So of course you heard the voice of Pootie KD.
Yep.
He's in the building like Draymond Green.
Air. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll take that. I like that.
Nope. It's like, anyway, Westside is here as well, of course, and
hopefully my Skype won't keep messing up. It's working now.
Yeah, it's good on my end for once too. So just keeping my fingers crossed. But all right, we're gonna get into it, and first thing we're gonna talk about is the weekend's past New Japan Destruction show. So Westside, will you take it away?
These destruction shows are really not worth anyone's time, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this stuff here and there, I guess. I don't know.
They did the 3-way tag match again. This one was far better than the first one.
Yeah.
Shit. The main event was pretty good. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tanahashi. The Suzuki Gun versus Funky Future was pretty good match. But you know, you had Ricochet and Ryusuke Taguchi. I mean, one of them is just one of the best pure high-fly wrestlers out there, and the other one is a comedy mastermind who's also happens to be a great wrestler, so obviously they could carry any tag team, because Suzuki Gun sucks.
Yeah, God, they're the worst.
Yeah.
That has to be, like, the worst, like, pairing, period. Because, like, even in a pairing, you have, like, the strong guy and the weak link. But both of them come off like really trash.
Yeah, I heard Taichi's been having some good matches outside New Japan, but I don't watch outside New Japan, so fuck that. I don't care. There were other matches on the show, like the LIJ versus Chaos 5 versus 5. I think the big news is that Rocky Romero announced that he's going to be bringing in a team to challenge Funky Future.
Yeah.
Assuming it's going to be the Tempura Boys.
Yep.
But who knows?
Yeah, that's the speculation. Some even threw in that Jay White may be part of it as well. So I don't know. You never.
Well, it sounds like it's not going to be Romero who's wrestling, but coaching. So there has to be two people.
You think? Because it's like three. Because it could be he's the coach and there's three guys that are wrestling.
Yeah. Well, whatever happens, I'm pretty sure it's gonna come down in King of Pro Wrestling in October, because I believe they're going to do the junior tag tournament during Power Struggle. So, and then we got at the end of the main event, Tanahashi called out Kota Ibushi. Kota Ibushi came out, so they're going to, Kota's going to challenge Tana for the title. Well, they're saying that Tana might have signed a contract. So he might be back semi-regular in New Japan. So we're going to find out. They did, because of this, they did add him to the show this weekend. He wasn't originally scheduled, and they changed the show layout. So here's the Sunday show for Destruction and Kobe. You guys ready?
Yep.
I'm still sounding okay, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, just checking. We got Hirai Kawato, a.k.a. River People, teaming with Hiroyoshi Tenzin versus Katsuya Kitamura and Tomoyuki Oka. And I keep forgetting what their tag team name is. I think it might be Monster Factory. I'm not sure. It's Monster something. We got Funky Future teaming up with Tiger Mask, Liger, and Togi Makabe versus Suzuki Gun. All four juniors and that Izuka guy. We have Yoshihashi and Hiroki Goto versus Chase Owens and Bad Luck Fale. In his first official singles heavyweight match is Beretta versus Yujiro Takahashi. And they've been teasing this one throughout the shows, anybody's been paying attention. So this was bound to happen. I was just a little surprised it happened on this, the last night of this show. They changed the rules for the next three-way tag team match. It's going to be a Texas Tornado rules match. So it'll be pure chaos.
So Tornado tag?
Yep, Tornado tag rules. So I imagine this will be the best of three. I'm also assuming that War Machine will actually lose the belts this time. If you go on Tanahashi's Twitter, they got Tanahashi a little bit of gear for him when they came out as a trio. So Tanahashi had the shoulder pad.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That shit looked good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like the idea of if you team with War Machine, you get a little War Machine. If you team with Taguchi, you might get a jacket, get some glasses. I like the gimmick. All right, we got an added tag match as Hiroshi Tanahashi will team with Michael Elgin, taking on Kota Ibushi and David Finlay. Six-man LIJ match. Romero, Toriano, Tomohiro Ishii will be taking on Bushi, Sonata, Tetsuya Naito. This match will be interesting because it is Okada teaming up with Ospreay versus Evil and Takahashi, and Ospreay and Takahashi have been having some things. Ospreay actually came out to challenge Kushida after Kushida successfully defended his title against Desperado. And then Takahashi came out to try to say something, but the Ospreay just punched him and knocked him out. It was an interesting little bit. And the main event, Kenny Omega versus Juice Robinson. And Kenny Omega just recently got a sponsorship deal from somebody who's into... I forget who they are, but it's a real sponsorship deal and has something to do with precious metals, so... Maybe he's sitting on a trunk of gold somewhere.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
End of a rainbow.
Yeah. He's got that, he's got some sponsorship money now. And, for those who can't find, since I'm on New Japan, a lot of those shirts, from Bullet Club, as well as the New Japan logo and the Los Ingobernables shirts, they're also available on HotTopic.com if you can't find them at a specific Hot Topic store. Because my Hot Topic store does not carry anything but the Bullet Club stuff, so...
Really?
Huh. Yeah. And some stores have made a pure Bullet Club section now because of it. I guess they're still selling really well.
Damn.
When I went last time, they had everything but the Hangman shirt, and the main Kenny Omega shirt. Those were the two they were missing last time I checked my local Hot Topic. So, yeah. Oh, and Stephen Amell was from Arrow was photographed wearing a Young Bucks Bullet Club shirt the other day, too. So,
nice.
Unofficial celebrity member of Bullet Club right now.
Nice.
Yeah, all right, that's it for any New Japan news I have. I'm sure in a week or two we will have the full card for King of Pro Wrestling, which will be a much more important show than this.
Yeah. Did you see the CMLL Anniversario show?
No, but I followed it on Twitter. I've been meaning to look up the mask matches. The reviews were that the show was better than the card let on, but no one really cared about the card, so the crowd didn't really come out. But it's okay when you actually own the arena, so, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I only really realized... I had eventually figured out they had to own Arena Mexico, but apparently they own, like, two or three other arenas in Mexico. So, CML just tours their own stuff. But the women's match got pretty good reviews. Zuhei took Sue Height's mask, so I got to see Suhai without the mask. I
mean, yeah.
She's fine.
Yeah.
She's in her mid-30s. Suhai is actually a little younger. And Gran Guerrero took Neblo Rojas' mask. The match, it was the main selling point. No one cared, but the actual reviews of the match were that they over-delivered.
Huh.
Gran Guerrero's actually Ultimo Guerrero's younger brother. And apparently it took years for Ultimo Guerrero to also get over, so... They're thinking maybe this will help Gran Guerrero get over more.
Oh, okay.
In related CMLL news, because of the recent earthquake, CMLL is suspending operations until further notice.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I did get to watch Hechicero versus Kojima. It was an okay match. Yeah. Kojima seems to be having fun, and he's wrestling as a pure heel, which is a very strange thing to see.
Yeah, yes.
And I guess, you know, they're racist in Mexico. Well, not really racist. They're racist wrestling fans in Mexico, so he's doing the eye thing that Tetsuya Naito picked up from Mexico, too. So, it's a... So, he's like unofficial... He's like unofficial member of the Mexican version, the original Los Ingobernables, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it.
Yeah, and shout out to Puerto Rico, man. I heard they lost 100% power, so you know all the Puerto Rican feds in there shut down for the time being as well.
Yeah, I heard Savio Vega's doing what he can to help the community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Savio Vega. Shit, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, I saw something mentioned to him on Twitter about it earlier today. I've been really lackadaisical of marking when I need to mark down to talk about.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Alright, so besides that, you can go ahead and talk about Raw. And whatnot, not much to say, really. You know, they had their normal shit, Roman Reigns, John Cena, Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, of course, The Miz came out and he talked his shit about how, he deserves better and how Jason Jordan doesn't deserve shit and blah, blah, blah. Kurt Angle eventually announced that there'd be a four-way, including Jason Jordan, the Hardys, and, shit, who was the other guy? Damn, I don't even know why I forgot, who the, other guy in the match was, but then, who else ended up getting added to it? The Miztourage ended up getting added to it, so it ended up being a six-pack challenge. But yeah, they're pushing this whole thing that Jason Jordan has like a bad temper and whatnot, and I don't know, it's whatever. It's sort of intriguing, but I don't know. But besides that, they had Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax, which Nia Jax ended up winning, but Nia Jax got beat up by Bayley, Sasha, and Alexa at the end of it. Whatnot. Other shit happened with tag teams I ain't give a shit about. Like, now they're pushing this whole thing with, like, Curt Hawkins, where they are hyping his losing streak. And now they're trying to make it a thing where he's trying to make history to break his streak by winning. So it's like a reverse thing. Streak thing. I don't know.
So Curt Hawkins is getting TV time for losing.
Yes.
And I haven't heard shit about Apollo Crews in like 3 months.
Apollo Crews actually faced Curt Hawkins and beat him. So he increased his streak, his losing streak, to 115 losses.
It's good to know the black man's playing a supporting character to a white man's story.
Yep, basically. They had the whole... Okay, I told you about earlier about the Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and Roman Reigns, John Cena shit that no one really cared about. One thing interesting, though, was Goldust came out without his face paint. He decided to face Bray Wyatt without the Goldust persona, even though he was still wearing the onesie suit or whatever. The match was actually pretty good. The crowd was... The only thing that sucked was the crowd wasn't into it. Yeah, the crowds for Raw and SmackDown were either dull or non-existent. Because apparently SmackDown... Like, you look at the non-televised side on SmackDown, there was virtually no one there. They had the floor seats covered, but, like, everywhere else was pretty much nobody there.
Yeah, they were... I heard they were in Oakland or some shit.
Yeah, they were in Oakland. That's probably why. Oakland. Like, who the fuck watches wrestling in Oakland? Like, they're more basketball.
Yeah, people are trying to leave Oakland to go see things.
Yeah, shit. That's what... fuck, is Golden State's leaving Oakland? Fuck. Yeah, Golden State Warriors is leaving Oakland. I think the Raiders is leaving Oakland after... I don't know what year they're leaving Oakland, but they're gonna... Oakland will not have sports teams in the next few years. That's how bad it's gotten. Because everybody's, like, beefing up San Francisco and whatnot, I guess. But I heard the plan is, basically Oakland's gonna get run into the ground and they're gonna clean that shit up and stuff a whole bunch of white people in it. And then it's gonna be what they envision. And then maybe the sports teams can move back in. That's my theory.
Well, they already ran Oakland into the ground. It's just taking a long time to get that gentrification notice because white people are like, I don't know. I'd rather gentrify another area.
Yeah.
But not even that, because there are a lot of white people in Oakland, I believe. They're just poor.
Yeah.
They're just rich people being assholes.
Yeah. What else happened? Enzo talked some bullshit, but then Braun Strowman decided to kill him. Like, I guess he just decided he wanted to kill somebody, so he killed him, and then Neville took advantage and hit him with a red arrow, even though he was already unconscious. And then Neville faced...
They just shitting on Enzo, which I'm okay with.
Apparently, like, 205 Live, he gave, like, Neville a low blow or some shit, so he got, like, redemption, I guess, after the fact.
He hit a guy in the nuts because... He's a good guy. Got it.
I don't know. Neville faced Grand Metalik. I heard that Metalik lost his mask at some point in it. I don't know. It's whatever. But he lost. And of course, the six pack challenge. Oh yeah, that's right. It was Elias who was also part of it. He actually had a. Now that I remember, he actually had a pretty strong showing in the six pack challenge. But
I saw the gif of him doing the leap onto the top.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Yeah. Like, they... See, the thing is, I think he could do a lot more than they let on in NXT. Because in NXT, he was just getting washed by everybody. He was getting fucked up. And just... He was basically a jobber, basically. They really didn't take him seriously there. So, I don't know.
He might be one of the few guys who gets really improved moving up to the main roster.
Yeah, which is funny because most of the guys who ended up making it to the top of NXT go to Raw or SmackDown and flounder.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they flounder for a while, then pick themselves back up, but whatever. I don't know. But, the match was pretty good. Because of interference from The Miz... it wasn't his intention, but it helped Jason Jordan pick up the victory. So, it'll be Jason Jordan versus The Miz at No Mercy this Sunday for the IC title.
On the pre-show where there's only three rows filled, right?
Yep, basically. Yeah. So, and if it's on the pre-show, Jason Jordan's definitely catching the L. Who the fuck's gonna have a title change, like, for the IC title on the pre-show? That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's disrespect enough for it to be on the pre-show, but it'd be disrespectful for such a major title change to happen on the pre-show where no one watches. I don't know. It's whatever. That was Raw. SmackDown ended up happening. Of course, they played back what happened during last week with Kevin Owens and Mr. McMahon. Shane McMahon came out, he talked his shit, and basically said that he's going to condemn him to hell in the cell and whatnot. Whatever. Same difference as... they would say whatever. Aiden English versus Randy Orton was okay. Of course, Randy Orton had to do a Randy Orton RKO out of nowhere because Aiden English went for a dive off the second or top rope. I forgot which one and got RKO'd. Whatever. Still think Aiden English's theme song is dope though. So I'll give him that one. But after the match, Rusev came out and talked about how he was humiliated by Randy Orton during SummerSlam. You know how he lost in like 10 seconds. So, and how basically he's a joke in Bulgaria now. But he came to the ring and said that he has to take back his pride, blah, blah, blah. And he got in the ring. Randy Orton agreed to it, and they rang the bell. So Randy Orton had two matches, right? And then when it looked like Randy Orton was about to RKO him again, Rusev was able to counter it, push him off. And Randy Orton got distracted by Aiden English, and Rusev hit him with a thrust kick and pinned him for the 1-2-3. And he beat him in, I don't know how many seconds it was, but it was definitely less than 20. So, yeah. And then Rusev was screaming in the back saying, I'm number one, and shit. So, yeah. What else happened?
As long as Rusev is number one somewhere, I'm happy.
But the funny thing is that when he's saying, I'm number one, the crowd started chanting, Rusev is number one.
People want Rusev to succeed. I don't know what WWE's problem is.
Yeah. And then here comes some bad shit. You know how Jinder Mahal last week and the weeks before was like mocking Shinsuke Nakamura's like facial expressions and all that shit like that. Then it got worse. Then they got worse because, Jinder Mahal was trying to point out how xenophobic Americans were, but at the same time, he was being racist as fuck. When he was talking, he was kind of like mocking, like, you know how Asian, like Chinese people will like say rook instead of look and shit like that.
Yeah, you mean people who learn second languages and how they adapt.
Yeah, so like he said some shit like that, and that was kind of foul. So like, basically this whole like storyline just pushing some racist shit, which is fucked up because it's like counterproductive for like guy who is championing making it despite race. In this country and blah 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 is tearing down some other guy. It's like in a weird way it reminds me of like Booker T versus Triple H. You know that lead up to like WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
And shit. Yeah, it was 20, right? Or was it 19? Shit, one of those two. It might have been 19. But yeah, it just reminds me of that because just the racism element was cringeworthy, you know. And I'm getting the feeling that Shinsuke is definitely gonna lose when Hell in a Cell comes around, which is some bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know where they plan to go with Jinder. I mean, I get why he has the title. Completely understand why he has the title.
Right,
but he's not really backing it. As both a wrestler or even in sometimes with the material they give him. I'm not going to blame him for what he's saying. I'm going to blame the writing.
Right.
So, if anything, all they're doing is they're hurting... He's might be hurting the sales here in the States or, ratings here in the States just to get sales and ratings in India.
Right.
You got to find that compromise.
Mm-hmm. You got to find the middle ground, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what else ended up happening? They did some Latin American History Month shit. They highlighted Jennifer Lopez and shit. They always do some weird celebrity shit. I don't know. Baron Corbin versus AJ Styles. I don't even think... Yeah, that didn't really go down. Ty Dillinger ended up attacking Baron Corbin. AJ Styles hit him, locked him in a calf killer. It was a big mess. So basically nothing. Yeah, nothing went down, even though there was supposed to be a match. And of course, Charlotte Flair came out and was trying to thank the fans and all that for their support of Rick and her in their trying time, blah blah blah. And of course, Natalya comes out. She has like some shrouded portrait and whatnot, and she interrupts, talking about how it's a celebration of all women, but of course, we gotta celebrate one woman in particular, Natalya. So she unveils a picture of herself. All the other women come out, and it's announced that there's gonna be a four-way for a number one contendership for Natalya's title. And after that, there's the Hype Bros versus New Day. You know who wins that shit. Don't even have to ask. After that, Kevin Owens issued a statement. He apologized, but of course he also turned it around and said that it's like everything he did was basically Shane's fault and all of that. And he's gonna tear Shane apart. And he, one thing he thought, which I thought was real dope, was that, you know how Shane said he's gonna condemn him to Hell in a Cell, but Kevin Owens flipped it and said, no, that's not what's gonna happen, because people like me go to heaven.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, shit. But after that, there was a backstage segment with Mojo and Zack Ryder. Of course, we're all thinking both of them are going to split up at some point. We're still waiting on that shit, but this one was different. This one started questioning things, because, like, then, like, they're both upset, and it looks kind of looks like somebody might turn on somebody, but then they're like, Mojo starts saying that, yeah, I mean, I'm sick of fucking losing, basically, and we're going to have to do something drastic. And, of course, Zack Ryder agreed. So, now we're going to anticipate what the hell the Hype Bros are going to really, really do in the coming weeks. So, I hope it's interesting. Because, like, it'll be nice not to have another breakup, honestly. Because there's a lot of breakups in WWE these days. A lot. Too many. Too many.
As long as Brazongo's still in business.
Yeah, man. But hopefully, like, the Hype Bros can turn it around and make shit interesting for themselves. And speaking of interesting shit, of course, Dolph Ziggler started coming out, and he started mocking different wrestlers. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and then he came out with the DX theme also. And while all this was going down, the crowd started chanting CM Punk. Lord knows why. And then Dolph Ziggler started talking about how he didn't care what everybody thinks and blah blah blah, and walked away yet again. No match, no nothing. So once again, a complete waste of fucking time. After that, there was the Fatal 4-Way. Tamina, Becky Lynch, Naomi, Charlotte. Everybody got their shit in on this one, including Naomi and including Tamina. But in the end, Charlotte Flair ended up winning the match. So, of course, now it's going to be Charlotte versus Natalya at Hell in a Cell. And boom, goes the Dynamite. So that was Raw and SmackDown.
Jeez.
Very, very fucking bland. And Pootie seems like he finally woke up.
Yeah.
God.
Oh no, I was listening.
No, fuck
just
no.
Just weren't interested in what was happening.
Snoring.
I was listening.
I heard you goddamn snoring like 10 minutes
ago. I got all the way up to the Dolph Ziggler part.
Like I heard, like, it was like 10 minutes ago. I heard some snoring. I didn't want to say nothing.
I stopped myself. Good.
I was like, fine.
Hey man, I don't get that much time of sleep. I don't know why. I'm just a weirdo, but. I'm fine. I heard the whole thing. That's the thing. Like, I heard the whole thing.
Yo, if it was...
Because I don't watch Wrestle... I don't watch Raw and SmackDown, so I get all the info from you.
Yo, if it was me, I'd fall asleep too, because all this shit was kind of whack.
Yeah. Then, yeah. It's whack. I mean, SummerSlam's over. Battle of Los Angeles, King of Trios is done. Only thing we really got to look forward to is, I guess, No Mercy? I mean, they got two matches that is like WrestleMania worthy, you know, but other than that, ain't really nothing.
But then we got Hell in a Cell and like...
No.
Hey, man, that's Shane, just for that Shane Kevin Owens match.
No, I've been done with Shane, man, since he jumped off that cell. I ain't want to see him no more.
Wait, WrestleMania, he had the part that was the best match.
No. You mean it? No. It was cool.
He had arguably the best match on WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If he has the best match here, he'll be 2-for-2 and honestly in the running for Wrestler of the Year.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing it by ratios, you'd be doing it by ratio.
He had two matches, and all of a sudden you want to put him as... Wait, he has one match. We don't know if this is still going to be...
Yeah, but if it is, you could go, he was 2-for-2, at least 4.5 stars. Arguably, if you did it purely by ratios, he would be in the top 10.
No.
If you did it purely by math, he would be.
I'm sorry, I ain't going through that. No way. No way. Yeah, it was cool, him and AJ Styles, sure. But it was maybe... Oh, man, I almost graded it with the stars. Oh, man, look at me. Because this star system don't even matter. Shit, I might as well just wing it.
Yeah.
Shit, now since we got 5.25? Nah.
You mean 6.25, man. 6.25.
6.25 and 5.25. Or was it 5.75?
It was the ones over 5 were 6, 5.75, and then 6.25.
Okay, 5.75, right.
So 5.75 was the one.
So the star system is all fucked up.
Yeah. I blame part of that on the people who just talked to, who were mad at Meltzer after the 6 star.
He should have just kept it a 6. But he's just like, yo, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do this.
I think his thing is he should have just added a plus after it. Right? 5 stars and a plus.
Plus. 5 stars plus.
Yes. That would have solved all the problems. There's 5 star and then there's 5 star plus. Like, if there was more stars, I would give it to this kind of rate. That's what he should have did.
Unless it's in Japan.
He's busy dealing with Vince Russo's fans on Twitter every 3 hours, so, you know. Yeah. Wasn't thinking.
Alright.
Do we want to do the cards?
Because this is what y'all did before. We're doing the cards.
That's what I'm saying. We want to do the cards now.
Okay. Because last time y'all went over there doing some shit. Nah. I got hella cards.
Hella. You got hella cards? Hella cards?
Hella cards.
I got hella news.
Hella cards. Don't worry. I'm just going to try to breeze through this as quickly as possible. Evolve has a show. Evolve 92 and Evolve 93. I believe 92 will be Friday and 93 will be Saturday. Now, before, they used to do Saturday and Sunday. They're going to do this one here on Friday. It is DJZ versus Freddy Ahai. And I don't remember DJZ ever being on Evolve, period. So, that's cool. Darby Allin, that's still alive, going up against Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, Chris Dickerson, and Jaka, who I put in my tag team title classic. What up the fuck?
Oh, and I had news for you about your tag team title classic.
Okay. You want to say it now?
Yeah. Later? Apparently, Triple H is thinking about pushing back the other tournaments to do a bigger tag team tournament.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Like, it just makes sense. You see the success with the women and the cruiserweight one. Yep. Why as well?
Yeah. Yep. Plus, I have serious doubts about them doing a Latin American and an Asian, a Latin and Asian tournament even competently.
Yeah.
They don't understand Lucha Libre, and where are they going to put the Asia tournament?
Asia? I don't know. Do they? I don't know. They could just have it here. Just fly everybody in. You know, I don't know. But if they are going to do a tag team one, it got nothing to do with NXT. Because, like I said, it's all storyline.
I'm sure they're going to put NXT teams in there, and an NXT team will win. But
yeah, it should. But and like I said, it was storyline driven mostly. Like the first one, Finn Balor and Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Storyline, just to build that match. The second one, I think even the Revival was hurt and forfeited one of their matches or some shit. What is it? Authors of Pain versus TM61.
Yeah, who returned, yeah, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, he's back now. See? See? My shit has started. Man, I'm a genius.
It all works out.
All right, Chris Dickinson and Xhaka going up against Matt Riddle and Keith Lee. James Drake and Anthony Henry defend their Evolve Tag Team titles against Ethan Paige and ACH. And they're called...
The Troll Boys.
What's it gonna do?
Troll Boys. And for the main event, Davey Richards, the American Wolf, gets the Evolve Championship title match against Zack Sabre Jr. Don't know if he's full-time or just visiting. ACH and Ethan Page, the Troll Boys, going up against Chris Dickinson and Xhaka on the Evolve 93. Anthony Henry versus Jason Kincaid. James Drake going up against Austin, the Austin Theory. Darby Allin versus DJZ. Matt Nix, Bryce Benjamin, GPA, and Steve Fear. Who is these guys? Must be like F something. What was it? Full Impact Pro? Yeah, FIP. There we go. I don't know. Freddie Ahab versus Zack Sabre Jr. Keith Lee versus David Richards might be kind of cool. And for the WWN Championship, Tracy Williams goes up against the Broman, Matt Riddle. And next up for the card, Beyond Wrestling, going on Sunday. The show is called Far Beyond Wrestling. That's cute. Further Beyond Wrestling is Far Beyond Wrestling. Deonna Purrazzi going up against Penelope Ford. Ace Romero going up against Matt Tremont. Johnny Cockstrong and Joey Ryan and Massage Envy going up against some mystery team. Yeah, I haven't seen Johnny Cockstrong fucking forever. The Gentleman's Club of Freshly Squeezed Orange Cassidy and the Kentucky Gentleman Chuck Taylor, a.k.a. Dustin, going up against a female team of Lufesto and Jordan Grace, known as PAWG. Martin Stone, who is what in NXT?
He's everywhere.
Fuck, I forgot. He's teaming up with Biff. Who is Oney Lorcan? Fuck. Martin Stone going up against the Juice JT Dunn. Joey Janela going up against AR Box. Now that moves us there.
Before you go, I just noticed this thing from Beyond. Some of these matches will be available free on Powerbomb TV. So you can watch like an hour or an hour 30 minutes of Beyond.
Oh, like how they did with the New Japan show. The U.S. Tournament.
I already talked about it.
No, I mean like they did that.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember they showed like an hour, and
then
they
cut
the stream off
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just was like, oh, that was nice. Like that was cool. I thought they were gonna show the whole thing. I wish, but whatever. But yeah, that Matt Tremont and Ace Romero. That's a 1,500 thumbtack match. They're not going to count. Don't worry. I trust them.
Apparently the Romero-Tremont match will be part of the free shows, according to this, at least.
Alright.
So you can at least catch that free match, but we'll see.
Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor 15 pay-per-view. If y'all didn't know, it's happening on Friday. I mean, no one knew, because no one talks about Ring of Honor anymore. Chuck Taylor...
I've heard more about Ring of Honor since Chuck Taylor's been on there. Mainly because Chuck Taylor is surprised he works for Ring of Honor now.
I know, I mean, shit, now, like, it don't even matter. You know, like, yeah, he made it. But, like, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's on his bucket list. Good on him. It is the Kentucky Gentleman versus the Villain. That's Chuck T going up against Marty, the Villain Marty Scurll. Las Vegas Street Fight, because they can't help themselves. Punishment Martinez going up against Jay White. And a last man standing match, the last real man, Silas Young, going up against Jay Lethal. They've been feuding basically this whole year. Now, this is a two-parter. because the winner of this match will receive a six-man tag team title shot later tonight. I'm pretty sure this should open up the show as the Kingdom, Matt Taven, TK O'Ryan, and Vinny Marcellia going up against the Briscoes and Bully Ray, both of them former champions. The winner of that will face the motherfucking Young Bucks and Adam Page. Did they find Adam Page?
No.
No, not yet.
Oh, boy. They might just go up against the Young Bucks, so I'm pretty sure we'll get
called the Hung Bucks, by the way.
The Hung Bucks, right. Right, they are the Hung Bucks. hey, that would be cool. For the Ring of Honor World Television Championship, Kushida defends his title against Kenny King. And for the main event for the Ring of Honor World Championship, the American Nightmare Cody goes up against the never overweight champion Minoru Suzuki. Yeah. I don't know how they got that. But, hey, that's something new.
I mean, Suzuki rarely... This is Suzuki's first time in the States since, I believe, the late 90s, I heard.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So, and, yeah, this is a rare, rare opportunity.
Is he taking the title?
No, no. They're going to... I promise
It's going to be in New Japan. Like, they're going to get it back.
The ROH title?
Yeah.
No, I promise you, if ROH truly believes Daniel Bryan is leaving, they're going to keep the title on Cody Rhodes until they're absolutely sure. And if they're sure, then they're going to build Cody versus Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
And we will know this, what, in like 3 months if Daniel Bryan is really leaving? I don't know exactly when it is in 2018, but I'm assuming it's somewhere in early 2018 his contract goes up.
Okay. If you're the booker, man, I believe
Cody Rhodes has straight called him out already.
Cody Rhodes called out a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, but this was very, very specific between these two. I think Cody
trying to make some money.
I think Cody, because I guess Cody Rhodes did an interview with Jericho. I'm assuming, because they're talking about him going Indies and making success, I'm pretty sure that he's going to probably tease a Daniel Bryan thing on there. I'll have to look, though. But yeah, I honestly think unless Daniel Bryan doesn't come back, then they'll figure it out. But who do they have that has the clout of Cody right now that can work a Ring of Honor schedule? I mean, I'm surprised Kushida's working a Ring of Honor schedule and a New Japan schedule, to be honest with you.
I don't even know who the next champion would be after Cody. Like,
yeah.
What if Daniel Bryan never shows up?
You want to take
the title away from him. Kenny King?
The only Matt guy Taven? I think has enough clout to possibly do it is Dalton Castle. But they've been booking him weird from the sounds of it. They need faces. Faces that people can get behind.
Where's Jay Lethal?
Yeah, where is he?
Like, he's fighting Silas Young, but... Like, that's it. Like, that's one of their big-time guys. Besides the Briscoes, I ain't leaving. I think they're done with the whole Jay Briscoe thing. Like, he's a tag team guy now, full-time. So, I don't know. That's why I said maybe a New Japan guy could be Ring of Honor World Champion. They already got Kushida as a television champion.
If they're looking for a secondary guys, I mean, there are some good secondary guys. I guess Juice Robinson could possibly do it if they brought him over more. I'm trying to not think of any Bullet Club guys. That's the problem.
And that's the only Bullet Club title they have, right? Oh, no.
The ROH title? No. Wait. No, they have the U.S. title.
And the U.S., right.
Yeah. It's right now it seems like every faction either has a title. Yeah, like every faction in New Japan, including the pseudo-factions like New Japan Army and Taguchi Japan, they technically have... There's a representative that has a title. They got the junior and the IC titles outside of the stables. You have Chaos has the main belt. Oh, War Machine has the tag belt, so they're outside the stables. Bullet Club has the U.S. title, the ROH title. Suzuki Gun's got the never open weight title. LIJ has the contract and the trios title. So yeah. So there's almost a representative for everything. In fact, I think this is the longest it's been where most of the titles are outside the 4 or 5 main stables.
Huh. All right. Well, but
Yeah, we'll see what about happens. A secondary New Japan. It could help them to bring in some of the luchadors too from CMLL. Tied in Mystico Hiachicero. I mean, CMLL has like 60 wrestlers on contract. They can send somebody over longer, and Hiachicero has enough time on his hands. So does Titan.
Okay. Last show. It's time for No Mercy.
No Mercy.
Theme song.
No
in
Mercy.
Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, and his theme song, No Mercy.
No Mercy.
They had a theme song on the nose. No Mercy.
Cool. No Mercy.
I still think they fucked up that one year where they didn't have Lil Scrappy's Money in the Bank as a theme song for Money in the Bank.
They had that before.
No, they
just
had,
stopped using it.
No. They had it for the freaking when they first introduced the Money in the Bank match for the SmackDown video, SmackDown vs. Raw video game. They put it in that soundtrack specifically because that was the first time they did that. But they didn't include the song for the pay per view. They had it in the video game, but they didn't have it for the pay per view, which I still think was a tragedy.
Yeah. No Mercy. It's gonna happen in Las Vegas. No, Los Angeles. So the match they have here for the Intercontinental Championship, Jason Jordan going up against The Miz.
Ew.
Who he could be one of the greatest Intercontinental Champions of all time.
The Miz should be the champion in the next 2 years. I honestly believe so.
I think he could be champions any time of next year.
Yeah,
but WWE's weird booking for...
Depending on who else they sign, shit.
See, but the way things are tied up right now with that, I don't know how it would work out for the next, like, how many months at least. I don't know.
Yeah, because we're about to hit Royal Rumble, and then after that, there's a clear path for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
But
all right.
But I Miz has hit the sweet spot under the last few years, so.
Those work shoots have been like a godsend for him.
Yeah. I mean, and I like the Miz Taraj idea too. I like Maurice outside, even though that show will probably have to leave eventually.
Yeah, because of the pregnancy thing.
But even then, Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas, just by being around Miz, is like infinitely better.
Yeah.
So who's winning?
Do you guys want me to write this down? I know we don't really have you write these down.
Nah, I would just say write down like tournament picks.
Okay.
You have to do this one.
Let's be honest. If The Miz loses the title here, it'll be a damn shame. So I'm going with The Miz.
The Miz is awesome. Especially after what he said about Enzo Amore. How you doing? So, The Miz keeps the title. Yeah. Now, do you think that Enzo could come to his senses and join The Miz, Taraj?
Fuck no.
No.
So just keep Enzo at like 205 Live, that's it?
Yep.
Yeah, or we could save ourselves all a problem. NXT pre-show would be the perfect place for him.
That is a shot. Wow. Okay. Not bad, Booker Man. Next up is the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Speaking of Enzo, he gets a title shot against the king of the Cruiserweights, Neville, and... What would you do if Enzo is the new Cruiserweight champion?
Abandon all hope. if he wins that shit, Cedric gotta get out of the Cruiserweight division. Period. Honestly, that's what my thing is. I wanted him
to be in NXT for a little bit. I think he would have been the shit.
He needs to get the fuck out the Cruiserweight division.
At least it seems like he has a story on a 205 Live, even though I'm not watching it. But, yeah, I'm actually expecting Enzo to win. I don't want him to win.
Really? I was just joking. I don't see him winning this.
No way. I don't see it.
See, I don't understand what they want to do with Enzo, because clearly people like him for the live show, but he's not a good wrestler, and a lot of the wrestlers don't like him. So what do you do in that situation? Because if he loses to Neville, what's next? Oh, never mind. NXT pre-show. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. You said it yourself. So, I'm picking Neville. I don't care what anybody else says.
I want Neville to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they give the title Enzo.
All right. Next up, Finn Balor going up against Bray Wyatt. Do y'all give a fuck?
No.
No.
Is it because of Bray Wyatt?
Both, actually.
Really?
Finn Balor deserves a better feud, and the minute they made Bray Wyatt interesting, they killed him. So I can't trust anything with Bray Wyatt.
Damn, you might be right on that. Let's
just say that right now, the best of the Sons, the Rotundo Sons, is probably Bo Dallas.
Former NXT champion. He did do that. I'm gonna just go with Finn. I forgot he was even on a roster. First Universal Champion for like a day. I don't know. I really don't care. Like you said, yeah, I don't care. Fatal 5-way match for the Raw Women's Championship. It doesn't matter who wins this because Asuka's taking their belts. Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Bayley, Emma. It should be really Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax.
Yeah.
And if Sasha Banks win it 2 weeks later, she's going to lose it. If Bayley's back, I guess seeing her in there. Why is Emma in there?
Well, because they actually gave Emma some story to do.
Yeah.
So it has to have at least, well, theoretically it has to have some payoff. What they could do is they could have Emma win the title and then Asuka come out directly and beat her, because that would be WWE booking right away.
Yep.
But I think Nia Jax wins the title finally. And I think the reason they haven't booked her and Alexa Bliss is because they still view both of them as heels. And WWE does not do heel matches.
No, they don't. But
I mean, actually, a lot of companies don't do heel matches. New Japan doesn't really do heel matches either, which is weird.
Let me see. I'm going to pick Alexa Bliss because it's a 5-way. Just because it's a 5-way. That's the only reason. I'm sorry.
The only thing that matters is that we don't put the title on Sasha Banks because what the fuck?
Yo, if they put that title on Sasha Banks again, they don't trust her. They don't trust her. Like, come on. Next up is Dean Ambrose, your favorite. Seth Rollins, the tag team champion, is going up against the former champion Cesaro and Sheamus. There's no stipulations. This is just straight up tag team match. Who do you got? Or do you not give a fuck?
I actually like the last match you guys had, so yeah, I'm interested. Dean Ambrose in a tag team is in any sort of multi-man match is better than a singles match.
Yep.
Same thing with Sheamus.
I always joke Seth Rollins is 3.5-star guy, which is fine. So he's fine. But Cesaro and Sheamus have been a surprisingly excellent tag team this year. So I don't know who would win. I'm assuming Ambrose and Rollins keep, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to say just champions retain. They're going to keep the belt for a while and then break it. And then
they're going to keep the titles until Authors of Pain show up, right?
Oh, that actually might not be a bad match between them four. Yeah, that's not bad. Good booking there.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Authors of Pain in a while, since they got beat up by the...
I think they're finishing up their run, based on the spoilers for NXT taping.
Okay. I haven't seen those spoilers, so don't say shit.
Well, they did show up, and I guess they're looking for some sort of rematch thing, but it just feels like it's the tying things up before they move on a bit.
Alright. They're scared to say that this is going to be the main event of the show. I doubt it because it's Brock Lesnar. John Cena versus Roman Reigns. This match is what I'm looking forward to, just to see who the fans are actually going to pick to cheer. They might boot both of them, and if anyone's getting cheered, it might be John Cena, because they don't like Roman Reigns.
See, well, the thing is that, like, a good chunk of John Cena's fan base is probably the same Roman Reigns fan base. It's going to be those people who hate both of those guys who really have to decide who they like more. Which, you know, either way, this match is going to have the biggest fucking reaction during the night, so I am hyped. This match is going to suck. This match is going to have the greatest response.
Would you close the show with this guy? John Cena, Roman Reigns? Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, would you still main event Roman Reigns, John Cena?
You know what? I think there's enough heat with Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman that it could pull off being the main event. But any other night, no. Yeah, if they didn't have Lesnar Strowman on this card, then they would have had to do Cena Reigns as the main event. But this is actually one of the rare times where WWE feels like they have a true double main event. I mean, I cannot remember the last time they had a 1-2 punch like this. The crowd is going to come alive for those last two matches. So why don't you fuck up and put Cena Reigns as the first match on the show?
Oh, nah, that's got to be Enzo and Neville. None of them say pre-show, so.
Matches left. Which is actually neat. I'd like to be able to turn on and be surprised with what they're doing with the pre-show. Put Apollo Crews on there and have him win a match. Oh, I'm sorry, have Curt Hawkins lose a match to somebody, I guess.
Main event. For the champion of the universe, Brock Lesnar versus the very strong Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman. Are you going to give the title off of Brock Lesnar? Because this is a young talent. This is a young talent that could dethrone this man.
I'm going to let Doomsday go before me because I've been talking too much, I think.
I got Braun. I think he can pull it off. He'll pull it off. Yeah. He'll do it.
I'm going to say, because Braun seems like he's too strong. And every time we doubt that Brock Lesnar is going to lose, he wins.
That's how I see it.
I think Brock Lesnar is going to win, but if Braun wins, cool. But afterwards, like, if Braun loses, who is he going to face? Who's Brock Lesnar's next opponent going to be? John Cena? Roman Reigns?
You know it's going to be John Cena.
I think that ship has sailed. That was what? How long ago was that match? 3 years ago? When they did SummerSlam?
I don't know.
This is a situation where you're not sure where either guy can go. I mean, with Lesnar, you can just take him off of television, so I guess that's fine. So, there might be more upside for Lesnar winning, but part of me still thinks they want to do Reigns beats Lesnar clean. So what they could do is they could have Strowman win the title and then drop it back to Lesnar down the line. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll say Strowman wins here, loses the title at Royal Rumble.
Okay. Not bad. Alright. That's all the cards we got. That is no mercy. Hopefully that show will be really good, and maybe Enzo might show us something against the King of the Cruiserweights. We don't know how the women's match is going to be. Could be great. Could be fantastic mania. Now y'all got the news. So let her rip.
News. All right. Yeah. News. Shit happened. Yeah, baby. Yeah, we live. Of course, let's get the somber shit out the way. Of course, there was a passing earlier in the week. And, it's a legend. Hall of Famer. Throat cancer survivor. Bobby Heenan. R.I.P. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And how about, I was thinking to myself, like, this year, like last year, they was Death Central. And I was like, ain't nobody really died like that this year. Like, maybe a few, but not like last year. That shit was just like once every other month. It's bad. And then he dies. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, everybody reported on that shit, though.
Oops, sorry.
Like, there was so much respect. The major news outlets reported on it, too. So it was like, yeah, he had a lot of respect. So, yeah, man. R.I.P. Yeah, Bobby Heenan, man. Of course, they had the they had to display a whole bunch of the tweets on Raw and shit about it, and they had a little video package and whatnot. So, yeah, everybody gave their condolences and whatnot. So, yeah. R.I.P. Now he's with Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the list of deaths. I think it was that a lot of the big deaths were not really WWE centric. This is the first, well, I would say major WWE-centric wrestler who passed, or mainstream-centric wrestler who passed.
Yeah.
Oh, and Koloff passed, too, so there was that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I have vague memories of Bobby Heenan, but growing up watching wrestling, he was very much present. One of the best voices in wrestling. Such a jackass heel. He was great. And he was great when he was doing the WCW commentary, too.
The Weasel.
I love that gif you retweeted earlier today.
Yeah, he was there with him. Was so smooth with the... he jumped out the ring, like, real clean. Like, did a whole flip out the ring. He did the whole, like, one-handed handstand flip out the ring and dip. He was gone.
They call him the Brain.
Yeah, damn. They might as well call him the Athlete, because that shit was clean as hell. Normal dude would have broke his ankle. or slipped and cracked his head on that shit. But he was real clean with that shit. Damn, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Speaking of more legends and shit, just briefly, because I'm not going to dwell on it because no one gives a shit. Jim Cornette is officially gone from GFW. Whatever.
TNA.
TNA, LOL.
I think they went back to calling it TNA.
Did they?
No, Impact.
Because it's still...
Oh, Impact. Yeah, see, I heard because
the show. I thought the show was Impact. I thought the show was Impact, but it was under the GFW umbrella. I don't know.
I honestly don't understand their brand.
I was raised TNA Impact was the show, like SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown, Impact.
Yeah, but then they started calling
TNA it, was the brand.
Then they started calling it Impact and didn't put the TNA in it even before GFW took over or whatever. So I don't know. It's really weird. Really weird. What else happened? AJ Styles debuted a dope mask at WWE's Osaka live event. WWE was in full force in Asia and shit, Japan, Australia, all over the place. And it always feels like they have the best time when they're in Asia. Like, if they're in China or, like, Australia or, like, freaking Japan or some shit. They always have the best time in those areas. But, yeah, AJ Styles...
And also, they don't have to pay for their own travel with those.
Yeah. AJ Styles, the mask he wore... Apparently, it was a mask that he wanted to wear at WrestleMania. But they told him not to. In hindsight, yeah, that wouldn't have really made too much sense because it's like a club type oriented mask or whatever. So
yeah,
I don't know.
And speaking of masks and shit, since Princessa Suhai, I forget, I don't know how to pronounce this shit. Since she's unmasked, is she going to WWE?
Who?
I didn't see her get signed.
Did she? Get Princessa Suhai.
I don't think she got signed. As far as I can tell, she's still going to be operating in CMLL.
Okay.
I mean, I think they're confused for a minute, but I think the reason they really took her mask instead of Zuhai is because Zuhai is younger.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know why I thought that was Sexy Star's mask, and they were just fucking
what?
Around.
Oh, no.
Like, this is what we do to bitches that fuck up people.
That's funny.
That's what I... but... I know what's her name just got signed, Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Shayna Baszler just got signed, but apparently. So.
Other than that, and what, Jazzy Gabbert, she signed. But I just found that out. I didn't know who it was.
Hold up. Jazzy Gabbert signed?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, because they was, someone was giving the rundown on all the people that was, all the people that, that was signed, and she was one of them. Yep, like, what? The ones that weren't signed, of course, was, like, Toni Storm, but, like, she's, like, what, 20, 21?
Yeah.
So, she'll be fine,
and
like,
Piper Niven.
She'll be there. Yeah, Piper Niven is not. They didn't bring back Serena Deeb. I think that was a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Even though I thought it was going to be a one-time thing for Brian Kendrick, but they kept him.
They kept his ass, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been doing good work in the Cruiserweight division, that 205 Live
right.
shit.
I'm a little surprised they haven't signed Mia Yim.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
That's another one.
Yeah, that would be because she could be like their poster child for domestic violence awareness and whatnot.
I think the problem with signing all the women is because they don't have as much time as the men, so they would have to figure out how best to hire the women and showcase them. They either got to, I mean, they've done a great job of giving the women more time,
man,
but it's still
I feel like
damn.
I feel like NXT, they should just bite the bullet and extend that shit to 2 hours.
Nah.
Yeah. Or they could just do the NXT women thing on a different night.
I would not touch that thing. I would leave NXT just the way it is.
So you think, so yeah, what he was saying, like maybe a separate women's show.
Yeah. NXT women from Full Sail. Film it on, do it on a Friday.
Yeah.
That way we get the women's tag division I keep complaining about, at least.
Will they have their own, NXT takeover or anything?
No, I would say just put the title or tag team title on the NXT takeover. It's just essentially an extension of NXT, except you just, you know, you do the women. And since they film, what, 3 or 4 NXTs back-to-back, my suggestion would be to just do 2 days of that. Do one and alternate. This show's the men's show, this show's the women's show, this men's, and then the next day do the same thing. That way you could do both, take both shows in front of the same fucking crowd and then just edit it into 2 different shows.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would just basically be 1 extra day of filming and then add an extra show to the weekend.
It's kind of like what they do with, whatchamacallit, with Ring of Honor. Because what they do with the Women of Honor stuff, that they, when they do their tapings, they intermingle the women's matches in the tapings. And then, of course, once everything is said and done, then that's when they put everything together and load it all up and shit. To YouTube and whatnot.
Yeah, so you could basically have 2 1-hour programs, and main NXT, NXT Women, and then you could just put the NXT Women feuds on NXT TakeOver so you don't have to add an extra big show. Just basically 1 extra hour of NXT just on a different night with a different focus.
Yep. Yeah. Alright, what else? Speaking of more women, Chris Cyborg, she's yet again gone on record that she wants to fight Ronda Rousey. But of course, again, she's pushing for it to be in a WWE ring. So, we'll see how that goes. I think all this talk is just making it more and more, like, evident that Ronda Rousey will eventually sign, or at least have a match or two with the WWE. Because the hype train is coming. It's coming for it. People are waiting on it. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, apparently last week's SmackDown, she was at SmackDown last week, I believe, and there was a girl who was trying to say hi to her or like get a signature or whatever, and the security stopped the girl, and the girl started bawling. She started crying and shit, and Ronda Rousey ended up chastising the security, ended up putting the security guy in a fake hold or whatever while the girl like started hitting him or whatever. So I thought that was kind of cute. So yeah, so but it would be interesting, Ronda Rousey being in WWE for the draw shit, but yeah, there's gonna be a lot of women, especially since apparently Paige is supposed to come back at some point, because we all forgot about her.
Well, she come back main roster though, right?
Yeah, she come back main roster. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, they've been hyping her, starting to train again at the Performance Center and whatnot, and to make her return. She's been tweeting about it. WWE's been tweeting about it. So we'll see how that goes. My main concern is that fans are fucking idiots and assholes, and you know how a lot of fans don't respect women. With all the shit that's happened with her, I feel like it's just gonna be like this perfect storm of like nasty shit being hurled at her. I'm just praying that it's not. Cause you know, like, it only takes one guy, that's the problem. And then people usually don't, and then the sad thing is that people usually don't speak up about that type of shit. Or whatever, when people start doing that, they just join in. Except Ring of Honor shows. A lot of times when people say some stupid shit at Ring of Honor shows, I noticed people tell the dude that started it to shut the fuck up, which I love.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to do that in some, because I guess they did that at PWG when people were chanting Ice at Pentagon Jr. And it might have happened at AAW too, but some of the indie fans are starting to take other indie fans to task for just being fucking idiots. Asshole.
Yeah, and I noticed on Twitter that there's been a lot of stuff brought to light about how misogynistic and sexist some fans are, and a lot of people are getting called out and called out on it, and it's a good thing. I hope people are getting that clean sweep of like assholes getting chewed out and whatnot. I'm just hoping that's gonna keep being a thing. Because it needs to be, because, like, I don't know, like, some of these fans, they come off, they're fucking idiots, but they come off high and mighty for some reason. They could say or do whatever the fuck they want, but then they're fucking pieces of shit and useless in real life and whatnot, so it's whatever.
And some of them blame stupid reasons for wrestling not being hot in certain places.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah.
Even though they are part of the reason, because they're probably, not only are they not watching the show, nobody wants to deal with them, so they're not watching the show because
exactly.
Of
that makes some of the fans don't realize that they're part of the reason why people don't want to show up and really, because they make everybody else look bad. Like that's why there's a stigma with being a wrestling fan in some senses, you know. Because of assholes that are prevalent, and a lot of other people clamor to and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, especially niche entertainment things like wrestling, and now in comic books too. They just have that group of fans that just really need to fucking go away.
Yeah. And what else? What other news? You heard about What Culture?
Yeah, I followed a little bit about that. That was interesting.
Yeah. So four members of their team are gone.
Uh-huh. Heard of that today.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I just heard about that today. So they left and then they formed their own, like, video production company.
So, oh, wow. So, like, yeah. Is WCPW, like, still a thing?
I don't know.
Because they were, like, the four main people. Like, Adam Pacitti and Jake the Jobber and
Lapierre.
Yeah, like, he was, like, their commissioner or whatever. Like, I followed most of it, but... Damn, they did take a ball. I read
was Liam Lambert explain kind of what was going on, at least with him. I think it's the same guy, and he said that he would work on projects, and then the guy run it would just take the project away from him and give it to somebody else and not give him credit.
Oh, wow.
Stuff like that. That the guy who was running it, I think he was, some people might, I don't know if it was Liam Lambert, but he said, he was really insulting. He's like, like Kevin Owens without the charisma, or Randy Orton without the athleticism, when he's talking about the guy who runs WCPW.
Oh, wow.
Basically, terrible. He's just a bully without anything good going for him.
That's terrible. So, does anybody know what that means for, like, what culture as, like, a YouTube thing?
I think they're just hiring other people. I heard they hired a woman to do some of their, stuff on YouTube.
Okay.
And she's getting harassed in the comment section.
Of course. Because that's...
And then, like, some of the women on Twitter brought it up, and then suddenly men were harassing them because they were bringing it up. Like, the fuck?
Yep, that's what happens. Fucking wrestling fans and internet trolls, man. You go hand in hand. Hand in fucking hand. But, what else went down? Davey Richards, he went down with a knee injury. Apparently it's been a nagging thing that has developed into something that now requires surgery. So his apparently, I think he was on like a pseudo farewell tour type thing, because like he's doing the whole med school thing and he won't have time to wrestle like full time anymore. So he was supposed to be at the latest Evolve show, and that's not going to happen because he's going to require surgery. So hopefully he can have that surgery, have a speedy recovery, and get on with his life. But it's nice that he's doing big things, though. So outside of wrestling, so
good on him. Good on him.
Yeah, good on him. Speaking of other health problems, apparently Ric Flair, the reasoning for his health problems is because of his heavy alcohol abuse. So, he said he's like, not drinking anymore. Yeah, he just stopped. So, he's going, cold turkey, not drinking. Yeah, he's like me. Except, I'm not going to rehab. I'm not that guy. I don't have time for rehab. I'm too poor for rehab.
I don't got time, man. Rehab costs money.
Rehab costs money, and then there's, of course, AA, which I would find time for. And shit. Which I don't have time for. But yeah, good on him for realizing that he has a problem before it's too late. You know, because it was almost too late. He almost died.
Ric Flair is a national treasure. We can't...
Can't have him go out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like that. Speaking of legends and shit, Chris Jericho, he has a cruise coming out next year called Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. Basically, it's one of those... You know, you heard about those themed cruises and shit. There's a lot of those that go down.
Yep.
Yeah, like, weird shit. But, like, apparently it's a Chris Jericho-themed cruise. Like, it's supposed to have, like, five different facets of Jericho, whatever. Like, wrestling stuff, music stuff, comedy, all this other crazy shit. And it's supposed to last, like, 4 days from, like, October 27th to the 31st in 2018. And it's going to run from Miami to Bahamas. So that should be interesting. I wonder how many people are going to bite the bullet and get in on this. It's good that he put it out there and announced it a year ahead, you know, so you can get some buzz going and get some fill it up, hopefully fill it up and shit. So
I heard a rumor that Ring of Honor was going to be on there.
Really?
Because it sounded like, well, or at least some of the pop Ring of Honor wrestlers.
Huh.
I'm going to try to see if I can find
where I heard
the
Young Bucks might do it. I heard the Young Bucks might do it. Because they do anything, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They do anything. Shit.
I'm going to see if I can try to find out where I saw that.
Yeah. And then I got one more piece of news. Of course, that's one of the bigger news that broke a couple days ago. There is an event in Greensboro, North Carolina, that will go down during that Thanksgiving weekend-ish area or whatever. And it is Starrcade. Yes.
Huh.
Fucking Starrcade.
WCW Starrcade.
WCW Starrcade. So, that's going down. People are hyped about it. I think they have some legends scheduled for that, which is funny because they also have something called WrestleCade that's been going on for a few years. That's also running in North Carolina at the same, basically at the same time in just in a different area in North Carolina, and they have a slew of legends for that shit. So like WWE was just petty as fuck and just decided to do this just to compete with that. But yeah, man, it should be something interesting. It's a live event, I think, but rumor has it that it's a network special as well. I don't know. We'll see. If they build enough buzz around it, they might as well make it a network special.
Real quick, it looks official. Ring of Honor and Jim Ross will be there.
Oh, okay.
I have a list. Special guest lists include Diamond Dallas Page, Mick Foley, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Rey Mysterio, Raven, Busted Open Radio, Keeping It 100 podcast with those guys, Killing the Town podcast, Landstorm Cyrus, Beyond the Darkness podcast, and then the list of bands. But it says Sea of Honor Tournament presented by Ring of Honor. So maybe they're presenting it with Ring of Honor guys, but not being an official Ring of Honor thing, but they're tied to it.
Really? Shit.
And it's hosted by Jim Ross, so okay.
Huh.
That is some crazy shit. Like, people are just branching out into every random thing. Next thing you know, they're going to build some fucking wrestling-themed theme park or some shit. But, anyway, going back to Starrcade, Brandy and Cody Rhodes were upset about Starrcade, especially because they were, like, freaking out about whether, like, WWE's gonna, like, actually pay homage to Dusty or even put his brother, at least have the decency to put his brother in on the card and whatnot. And Goldust also acknowledged that he wanted to have basically a match between the Hardys and the Rhodes brothers. So, hopefully that could come into fruition. Michael P.S. Hayes actually tweeted out to Cody after Cody added him in regards to the event, and he basically extended an olive branch of sorts and said that he would love for him to actually participate in it. So we'll see how that goes.
It wouldn't be the first time that you had a wrestler from a different company show up just to do like a couple things for WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see Cody doing it, you know, nice wave, and then going back to Ring of Honor, because I don't think he wants to go back to WWE anytime soon. He's making money.
Yeah.
He's having fun. He's probably spending like way more time with his wife now than he was when they were both under contract.
Yep. Yeah, the only thing that would hurt it is if Ring of Honor disallows like him to attend or participate.
I don't think they can. I don't think Cody's actually signed to Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah.
No, to my knowledge, no.
You're right. Because like, he's champion, but I don't think he ever signed.
He said he wasn't. He's got the Southern deal, the handshake deal.
Yeah, that's exactly what he came out there a couple of times and said. He's like, he's the Ring of Honor World Champion. He's not even signed.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that.
Yeah, he can go do it and do a Ring of Honor. I mean, it's not, it doesn't matter. Because he wants to stay doing the indie stuff anyway. He can go get a quick WWE day.
Come back. Japan, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, Cody got the best deal in wrestling ever.
And a hot wife.
Yes. Apparently, there are still races out there who can't deal with the fact that he has a black wife.
Really?
Yeah, that was I was saying that.
Yeah, because a white man can't date a black woman. That is frowned upon. He's going to get stoned out there. She's going to get stoned out there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like if you're a white person and you're dating a black person, there's a white person who shows up. It's like, well, you couldn't get a white wife or a white husband or some bullshit like that.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm like, have you looked at Brandy? Are you telling me that that any white woman on the street is as hot as Brandy? I need to punch you in the fucking face. And I didn't even realize until like a few weeks ago about, I mean, I should have realized she has green eyes, and she wrote a blog about, you know, how she was mostly in like white schools and stuff, even though she was, you know, how black folks didn't really like, some black folks didn't like her because they thought she was trying too hard to be white, even though that wasn't her thing. Or that they didn't like that she had different, like, green-colored eyes. I'm like, are there even black people that are that petty?
Yeah.
You know, green eyes? She would have... Shit, she... What's his name from fucking Big Trouble Little China would have been hopping all over that shit.
Right.
Remember the bad guy? He didn't care what they look like. Green-eyed girls and pretty? Let's do this. I love Big Trouble Little China.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that shit was dope as fuck. That's one of my favorite movies, man. Yeah, damn. Big Trouble in Little China is so dope. Should have had a... I want to say that should have had a sequel, but I felt like it would have ruined the mystique.
They did a comic book sequel. I read two issues. Yeah, they did. Terrible. They did.
I haven't... What? It was terrible?
The first F issue was just so bad. It was like...
Oh, that's disheartening.
It picks up right after the movie, so you know, you find out what happens with the beast who's hiding in front of his truck.
Right, spoiler
alert on a 30-year-old movie, by the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I thought the wife got around that was interesting, but after that, I read, like, they're completely forgettable. Not worth it.
Anyway, I thought it was dumb. It was apparently not, I think WWE sent emails to like random folks. I don't know. I guess random wrestling related folks, and like started. It was another survey thing. So one thing that here's what's read. WWE is considering adding new programming to WWE Network as part of a premium price tier. Listed below are some potential new programming ideas. Please let us know how interested you are in each of the areas. Select whether you are extremely, very, moderately, somewhat, or not at all interested in each of the areas, ideas, whatever. TNA, historic and new programming for TNA / Impact / Global Force Wrestling. that they have that. And they also have new reality shows. Reality shows featuring life on the road for WWE Superstar, an insider's view of WWE Superstars and test train workout regimens, WWE Superstar Cribs, WWE style apprentice to win a job at WWE, or WWE Legends House Season 2 Attitude Era. So... And then, of course, I think they also listed Ring of Honor as some other potential, like, ideas for programming for that premium priced shit. So,
if you agree to this, we'll go out of our way to try to buy these companies, destroy them.
Oh man, like, I don't see Global Force, TNA, Impact, whatever the fuck you want to call it. That shit's on its way out. So, I don't... Well, we've said this for how many years, and it's still ticking. I don't know how the shit is still alive, but it looks like it's on its last legs in the next year, though. Well, we say that every year, but this one seems even more of a certainty these days. Yeah, I don't know what to think about, especially the Ring of Honor shit. I don't know about all that. Like,
they're not getting that.
Like, they don't think they're even getting that at all. Yeah. But that new reality shows, those shit seem interesting. The Cribs, the Apprentice type show, the Legends, the new Legends House, because I liked the first Legends House season from years ago. That Attitude Era should be interesting. Who would be in the Attitude Era Legends House? That's my question.
X-Pac.
Oh, God. Oh, God. The last meals on a reality show was freaking surreal life when he was, like, harassing China. When he was, like, hopped up on drugs. That was a bad time for him.
Out here, I think last weekend wrestling at that bar wrestling thing.
Yeah,
I think that was him. He was getting good reviews.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's been good. He's been good for some years now. He's been.
You just always forget because you never really see him wrestle.
Right.
X-Pac is number one on the list.
Yeah, the last time he was in the news for anything was I remember when he ripped his butthole. Trying to do the Bronco Buster or something like that.
And I thought it was when he had the drug thing going.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. They exonerated him on that shit. He got off on that. So, good on him, I guess. But that shit was crazy. Like, they tried to pin him as, like, some type of kingpin or something. He had a good amount to consider that. Him as like some type of like seller or whatever, a distributor, whatever you want to call it. But with that survey, somebody had screenshotted the survey and Matt Hardy got wind of it, and he had tweeted that he was like, looks like Final Deletion, Deleter Decay, and Total's Nonstop Deletion will be on the network before you know it. So, even he's, pretty certain that we're gonna get that TNA content soon.
If TNA does fold, I think it would be a good opportunity for New Japan to try to get some of that talent to build their U.S.-based, operation.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be incredibly interesting how this works out. Especially if it's true Sammy Callahan's going to come to New Japan because he's got a lot of buddies. We might be getting some Shane Strickland in New Japan USA sometime next year or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In other random news, Bernie Casey died. Yeah, he was one of the co-stars in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Remember John Slade?
I haven't seen that movie in I'm Gonna Get You Into Sucker in a long time.
Yeah, he was the He was the mentor dude Jack Spade or Keenan Ivory Wayans' character. Yeah, he died. R.I.P. to him.
Yeah, I just looked him up. I'm like, I recognize this guy from something. I got Cleopatra Jones on my DVR. I need to still watch. He was in that, apparently.
Oh, really?
That's one of the, like, 20, 30 movies I probably am not going to get to before fucking X month. Yeah, dies at 78. Gotta support black entertainers, man.
Huh?
Have you ever heard of a black actor, Canada Lee? He was, like, one of the first black... Well, he was a boxer-turned-actor back in the 50s, 40s.
No.
There was I was listening to a story about the Blacklist. That's when they tried to, you know, claim all these communists. One of the he was... One of his first big breaks was with a movie who got onto the Blacklist. But the guy, the white guy, John Garfield, I think was his name, was like, okay, we're going to hire a guy to play the head champion of my movie. I want Canada Lee. Apparently, like, the producers or the screenwriters were like, are you sure you want to put a black man in it? And he just looked at the guy and just straight said, fuck you. And ended that argument. And he apparently said the same shit to the FBI when the FBI wanted him to rat out his ex-wife for being a communist. He just looked the FBI guy in the face and just said, fuck you. And that pretty much ended his career. But I was listening to a guy like, you know what? Props to this white dude right here. He told Hollywood and the FBI off.
Okay. Besides that, I have found there's apparently a ton of shit to talk about with this survey stuff. Because there's a lot more with these surveys. Because they gave... Because one survey talked about new in-ring tournaments such as the Pro-Am style tournament. As in WWE versus NXT tournament that could happen. Like, it's basically main roster versus developmental type thing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Lucha tournament, tag team tournament, a King / Queen of the Ring tournaments. So they could revive a King of the Ring and even have a Queen of the Ring tournament as well. Other promotions.
Hey, Pootie, start writing your King of the Ring tournament and Queen of the Ring tournament down.
No, because they fucked up King of the Ring. I gave it too many chances. That's just dead.
Shut up. Anyway, other promotions. Fucking... They were asking about historic new programming from ICW, Progress, even New Japan, and other regional indie promotions. I don't know why they would list New Japan on here. That shit's not happening.
Hey, they got some money. They call them regional independent. What the fuck does that mean?
They're not in the region. I don't know about the independent part.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to say regional wrestling like New Japan, I can buy that. But calling them an indie company when there's Japanese wrestling companies that are running in front of like 100 people tops, whereas their big shows are pulling 15,000 makes no goddamn sense.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
And what else?
I did actually have a little bit of something, because Nick Gage called out two wrestlers on Twitter over the last few months.
All right, let me finish the survey stuff.
He called out one,
first.
But... what's up?
Because I still got more shit.
Yeah, right.
They also said local tournaments. Tournaments that take place in your home country, featuring local talent, similar to the UK tournament. That took place earlier this year. So they could have tournaments that are locally done, like for the WWE Network. They also have WWE Director's Cut that could be a thing. Shows that put a new twist on classic content, such as WWE Legends narrating historic pay-per-views, or current WWE superstars providing their perspective and analysis of classic matches and events. Even house shows. For the first time ever, get a live ringside view of select house shows. That could be a possibility as well.
That'd be like those hard Cam New Japan shows.
Alright. Also, original scripted dramas. Wrestling-themed series inspired by wrestling's colorful and rich history, such as WWE's version of Game of Thrones.
Oh, man. All right, Pootie, start booking Game of Thrones. Game of titles.
I don't know what else. I'm not done.
No. Only thing I heard about booking is these tournaments and not the King of the Ring.
Yeah. And the then original scripted comedies. Let me finish. WWE Superstar Roasts, South Park Regional Wrestling as like an actual full-fledged thing, or WWE's version of The Office. That actually doesn't seem that to me.
The Office thing could work.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That could work.
They got something to do.
And then, I mentioned the tournament thing. TV-14 in-ring show. A new weekly version of ECW or other edgy new promotion rated TV-14.
Hey, did you see the quotes around that?
Quote-unquote edgy.
quote-unquote new. And then special live events, special one-time live events from unique locations around the world featuring an unexpected main event. And then the last thing, the audio channel, a section of WWE Network for listening only that provides audio play-by-play of pay-per-views, music playlists, sports radio style call-in shows and podcasts. So, yeah. And then that's all shit that's a possibility of their premium version of the WWE Network. I don't know, man. So, shit. Like, if they could... If it's something that would be, like, $5 more, I might be tempted to dip my
Is it worth?
I don't know, man. It depends on how much content. It depends on how much content they're adding to it. Because, like, if it's something that I will definitely be checking out weekly or daily, then I might just say, fuck it. I'm going to pour some more money into this shit.
Yeah, it depends. It would be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah. So now, you guys can talk whatever the fuck you were talking about with Nick Gage.
Well, I just thought it was funny. He called out Will Ospreay, and his reason why is because he said, because that guy is crazy, or that guy is out of his mind. Which I found that fucking hilarious, because it's Nick Gage, right?
The cat.
Yeah. I don't know if he was talking about the cat. He says, I want to wrestle Will Ospreay, because that man is out of his mind. Which I thought was crazy. But the other one I wasn't sure was a challenge, but it was like, it sounded like something a wrestler would say to challenge another wrestler, but he said, Veda Scott is scared of me. And I was like,
oh God.
Someone was like, so when we book in this match then? Like, Veda, what?
I think
Veda that's Scott the kind of thing you would say if you were calling out a wrestler. You're scared of me. But I'm like, Veda Scott's like, what, half your size, dude? What
yeah. the fuck? I think Veda Scott's with Speedball Mike Bailey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bayon's wrestling in the States right now. Yeah. It seemed like.
That Visa bullshit.
Yeah.
That goddamn
but
Visa
I just thought
bullshit.
That was funny.
That goddamn Visa bullshit.
Pretty much done. Unless you want to talk about random shit. American Vandal on Netflix is good. So.
Yo, I finished that shit. Fantastic. Like, that ending the ending fucked me up, though.
Yeah, you watch it, you're thinking it's just going to be a comedy, but that shit was, like, dramatic as
yo,
fuck.
Yo, it was. It was. It was great. They did. See, because they didn't play it like it was a comedy. They played it like they were taking that shit seriously. They had characters like the jokes were in the characters being serious about, like, what they were saying in how ridiculous the whole premise was, you know? Fucking yeah. The 27 dicks. 27 dicks?
It's a lot of dicks.
It's a lot of dicks, yeah. Man.
It's a lot of dicks.
It's a lot of dicks in like 30 minutes.
On a bunch of cars, man. That, I brought it up because there is a kind of a wrestling related thing to this too, because the guy who played Dylan Maxwell, James Tatro, who, by the way, excellent, deserves a fucking Oscar. Screw the Emmys. Just give this motherfucker an Oscar for that part he had to play. But he's in a movie coming up next year called Action Number One,
yeah,
which has been in development for years, that will feature former WWE superstar, I guess. I don't know if I would call her a superstar. Ava Marie.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to be in it. Action Number One is based on a true story about a group of guys who tried to rob Nick Cage of Action Comics Number One, starring Superman.
Huh. Oh, yeah. I read about that. Definitely did.
Yeah.
What else was
but,
there?
Yeah, American Vandal's great.
I knew I forgot one thing, one piece of news. Freaking, did you guys see the trailer for Ferdinand yet?
No, I keep meaning to, but I keep skipping all these trailers. I saw the Punisher one today, though, so.
Oh, that was pretty dope. He was killing everybody in that bitch. Did they change, speaking of Punisher, did they change, like, the backstory of how his family died?
Probably.
Because it felt like it was different. They changed
it. It felt like they finished it in Daredevil, but they're probably going to tie what happened there to a bigger mystery.
Because didn't they die in, like, the fucking park?
And then yeah.
But then
I thought they died at a family reunion.
No, no, no.
It depends
that
on which one we're watching.
In, that was in, the
in Daredevil, they died at a park. Yeah,
yeah, they died.
Oh,
in that
I'm thinking you're talking about the Punisher. Sorry, yeah,
they died in a park in Daredevil. Like the Punisher's family died in a park in Daredevil, but in the Punisher TV series, it feels like it was like a home invasion. It looks like it. They're alluding to like a home invasion, like assassination type shit. That's what it looked like.
I'm just gonna assume that he's like tripping out on something.
Yeah,
and
unless
just
he was thinking. Yeah, I don't know, but it just seemed funny to me. Like that. Why would they change that when they clearly have an origin fleshed out in Daredevil? Plus, you still have characters from Daredevil and the rest of the MCU in that all talk about that shit. Like Karen Page. So, I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, the trailer for that was dope. But Ferdinand, that trailer was pretty good too. Of course, it's an animated feature by that's starring John Cena, of course. And it sounds like his voice acting is actually pretty good in it. I guess the premise is that he's like a big bull that's like kind of like considered a pet to some family or whatever. But at the same time, he's supposed to be part of the bulls and the whole bullfighting ring or whatever. And he's one of those animals that's not like most animals. And he's all sensitive and soft inside, and he doesn't want to do the bullfighting shit. So it's one of those types.
Who does?
It's one of those. He's like, I don't want to go out there. Fuck all that.
One of the Olympics kind of had a bullfighting thing here in the States. It was supposed to be the worst Olympics ever, but because you can't do bullfighting in the States, they charged a bunch of people for the show, refused to give them refunds, and those people just burned down the stadium.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah,
bullfighting is a travesty.
But yeah, that Ferdinand movie is supposed to come out Christmas Day.
Spin of movies. I saw it on Saturday.
Oh, you saw it?
Yep.
Saw it. I thought it was pretty damn good.
I thought it
was
good.
Mind you, I'm not a movie critic, because I don't know shit, but I was laughing. I jumped maybe 2 times total. I saw a couple times because I thought those little kids were adorable, especially the chubby one trying to get the redhead.
Yeah.
You know, but it was really pretty damn good. Yeah. Still don't know why people are scared of clowns, beats me, but hey, whatever. To each his own. But whatever.
I saw it a second time on Sunday.
It was good. What was your favorite part?
Obviously, I like the projector scene because it's
new
to the whole story.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for Ben, I think that's the name of the fat kid, because
Ben,
he gets cut up like that.
Yeah.
But he's always
he took the most punishment.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He got caught times.
He took the most punishment, but it felt like they didn't care as much when he got hurt. Did you know that?
Right. His life turns out okay. I'm sorry, spoiler alert for a 30-year-old story.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right?
Still.
Yeah, he'll be.
2017, right. You can't spoil shit.
Yeah, he'll be alright.
Yeah. Like I said, the projector scene. And I mean, I think, he ended up being really good as Pennywise the Clown, which was the thing everybody was worried about.
Exactly.
I'm
still questioning whether that other guy was gonna, how good that other guy would have been.
For the time. Mind you, it was 1990.
No, I'm talking about, there was another guy who was hired as Pennywise the Clown for this movie adaptation.
Well, I don't think
he dropped.
He probably would have did really well. I'm not sure.
Well, because Cary Fukunaga, the guy who's credited as one of the writers, was supposed to direct it, but he dropped out. So, but it was the one of the guys who was in the last couple seasons of Breaking Bad.
And was that him? You're thinking about that other guy. What's his name? The guy that was in Fargo. Fargo season 2. You're thinking about him. Jesse Plemons. You're thinking about Jesse Plemons, man. The redheaded dude? The redheaded blonde-headed dude?
Maybe.
Yeah, you're thinking about Jesse Plemons. Like, this guy that was in, that was supposed to be Pennywise, he was in, what was that movie with, Jason Mekas, where they go on a road trip and shit, and they're trying to sell drugs.
I know the movie you're talking about.
Jennifer
Aniston
and Emma, what's her fucking last name? I forgot. Roberts, yeah, fucking Emma Roberts. And what else?
All right,
He was also in Detroit as like this racist cop that people said like his character was like fucking scary as shit in it. Like, he was, like, really fucking scary in Detroit.
Where the Millers is the movie we're talking about.
Where the Millers, yeah, that was it.
What is this dude's name? It's not even on here. Will Poulter, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Alright. Okay, he was also in The Revenant, Chronicles of Narnia, Maze Runner, so a bunch of movies I've never seen. All right.
Maze Runner, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, they gave it to a Skarsgård, because Skarsgårds are like...
There's four of them!
There's four of them! There's more than four
Skarsgårds. No, there's four brothers, but there's of course, there's the father as well, and then I think your grandfather probably, too.
There is a lot of Skarsgårds.
There's probably at least six of them.
Yeah, if you just go by the headline on the top of Google, you got Alexander from True Blood, Bill, who was Pennywise, a guy named Gustav. I think he's on Vikings. Is he on Vikings?
Yeah, one of them's on Vikings, apparently.
Someone named Mai Skarsgård, I don't know. Megan Everett, who's married. Walter Skarsgård's another of the sons. There's a daughter named Eija Skarsgård. I guess there's one called Sam Ossian Colgen Jan. Fuck, there's way too many damn Skarsgårds. Oh, BuzzFeed even has an article called A Brief Guide to the Skarsgård Family, so there's that. Okay, so Stellan Skarsgård has six children with his wife. Looks like five boys and one girl.
Damn, six.
Yeah, so I don't know. Okay, so we know Alexander. He just won the Emmy for his role on that one thing on HBO with Nicole Kidman and him. Gustav is from Vikings, which that was just a random guess because he was a Skarsgård. I figured he was an actor. All right, one of them is not an actor. He's a doctor. So that's Samuel. He was like, I'm not going to be a fucking actor. Bill from Pennywise, from The It. Aija is a model. At least she doesn't, at the time of this, she was 21, so maybe she'll be an actress later, but she's a model. And the Walter is an actor, too. All right. So four of the five boys are actors. One of them's a doctor. And then the girl is a model. So there's the Skarsgård family. All right.
Well, I'm done. I ain't got nothing else except for that It movie. That was it.
Yeah. I got nothing else, too.
Yeah, that's it.
There are no movies out worth seeing, I guess, coming up.
I did a preview.
I got all my Halloween movies next month.
I did see a preview of this movie called Happy Dead Day, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that...
I think I only want to see it because 50 Cent, in the club was playing.
Death Day.
Death Day.
I saw the trailer for that while watching It. Yeah, that looks actually kind of interesting.
I don't like that mask, though.
It's like
that's
gonna
freak me
like
out.
Groundhog's Day, man.
Yeah, that's like, gonna freak
it's like
me out.
A horror version of Groundhog's Day,
or cool. Edge of Tomorrow, sort of.
Oh, yeah, I can't wake up to 50 Cent every day.
In the club
was booming back then.
It was hot.
That was the hottest song
out for a good while.
I'm not going to see it when it comes out. I got my movie shit planned. The only movie I'm going out on October to see is the reissue of Spirited Away because they're doing a bunch of the Ghibli films at theaters by my house. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw Kiki's Delivery Service.
Last animated thing I saw in theaters was last year that Batman movie with Adam West. where they had all the original voices from like the 60s, man. That shit was actually pretty interesting. Only problem with, I had was that that shit cost like fucking $13+ for it. For a standard ass show.
Yeah. They be stealing your fucking money for these. They cost me $12.50 for CDs. I think they have another one of those coming out with Adam West.
Oh, yeah,
Batman.
They do. Because apparently they did that one before he died, yeah. Like, so, they did a sequel, so.
Yeah, it's the Two-Face one, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't see that yet, but I will.
Yeah. Oh, that one, the one you're talking about comes out October 17th. The Two-Face one comes out October 17th.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. That for random plugs.
Yeah, basically.
You can find me on Twitter, I believe, at twitter.com/CMTowns and on Instagram at westside.goth. Yep, that's it. That's all I got.
And I'm at NNZ Podcast now, Doomsday.
You can check us out. Listen on rantemradio.com. Of course, Randy and Radio has their Twitter, at Randy and Radio. On RandyandRadio.com, you could listen live to shows like The Rant, Freaks and Other Geeks, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Us, yada, yada, yada. You could also listen in on past shows on their archives page. Of course, for me, Doomsday519.tumblr.com. At Joey Doomsday on Twitter, Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube is my primary channel. Their channel, Doomsday Gorilla, spelled as in PWG's Gorilla. Doomsday Gorilla on Instagram, and at Joey Doomsday 519 on Snapchat.
Quick, I forgot. Miranda Salinas from the Mae Young Classic is going to Stardom. Forgot about that. So. Okay.
I read this one article. Apparently, there's like this Philly. This is this girl from Philly. This Hispanic girl from Philly. Apparently, she wrestles in Japan all the time. But at the same time, she works at the fucking mayor's office as an assistant. Like an executive assistant for the mayor's office in Philly.
So, German gotta, suplex complaint nurse.
Gotta make money. Gotta make some money. It's a job. Yeah.
That's like if I decided to like decide to, because I'd be working, because basically I'm administrative fucking staff at the municipal building and shit next to City Hall, and then I start wrestling or whatever. That'd be funny as shit. Wearing all that button up shit and then going to wrestle on the weekend.
Go.
Yeah. Anyway, time to wrap this shit up. So, hey. Smoke weed every day.